Tonight at the Dutch, the Clones are hot and hope to stay that way. The Brooklyn Cyclones are back on the road for six games against the New York Yankees affiliate in Wappingers Falls. Happy Tuesday night, everybody. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Clones are hot indeed. They come into this series having won four in a row, but more importantly, having won the first three of the second half, and now are hoping to stretch their legs a little bit in the second half of the South Atlantic League. And to do so against Hudson Valley, which is the New York Yankees. And we've tussled already 12 times between these two teams. And what have we decided? Six wins on each side. And hopefully this series, maybe somebody starts to separate. Because what we will see at the end of this year in the second half is a lot of matchups between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. And they're going to get even better as this year continues to go on. Tonight, Junior Santos looks to stay hot and get the Cyclones off on the right foot. Meanwhile, Hudson Valley sends out Blaine Abeda, who the Cyclones have seen three times already this year. So hoping to have some success against Abeda and hoping to get a little bit more out of Junior Santos as he gets more and more comfortable. And we get more and more comfortable in here in the world-famous broadcast booth at the Dutch. And Nick, toss it over to you.
Absolutely, and separation is the name of the game. That's what the Cyclones are looking for here in this series with Hudson Valley. Of course, the 3-0 start to the second half, while Hudson Valley getting off to a tough start to the second half. They are 0-3, losing the final three games of their six-game set with Winston-Salem and North Carolina, coming off a two-week road trip. So the Cyclones have an opportunity to take a stranglehold, at least against Hudson Valley, and create some separation. They are at the top of the South Atlantic League North Division at the moment, and this an opportunity to continue building toward what they hope will be a chase for a division championship in the second half. Cyclones were able to stay undefeated in the second half thanks to a walk-off win back on Sunday, 3-2 against Jersey Shore to make it 5 out of 6 in that series. It was Matt O'Neill who played hero and earned the Gatorade shower, that walk-off single through the right side to plate Jalen Palmer and culminate that ninth inning rally that was just some of the best baseball that Brooklyn played all season long. That top of that for the inning with Joe Swazi throwing out Johan Rojas, trying to score on the tag from third. Jersey Shore with the bases loaded and nobody out, a golden opportunity to take the lead. Brooklyn able to thwart that bases loaded, nobody out rally, and then go out and win it in the bottom of the ninth. A really impressive inning to cap a really impressive week into weekend for the Cyclones, who start 3-0 in the second half. Couple of notes for the Cyclones, who are rolling right now. Their bullpen has been absolutely shut down. They have allowed just 2 runs in their last 23 and a third innings. That's an ERA of 0.77. And to boot, have gotten some outstanding clutch hitting as well recently. They've got 9 runs in their last 2 games. 7 have been scored with 2 out hits. And that has been such a big lift to this Cyclones offense that has been inconsistent at times. They have gotten some massive hits with 2 outs to push across some runs. 5 for their last 23 with runners in scoring position. So Cyclones have been putting together some good at-bats and coming through with runners on base. That a good sight for a team trying to build to start this second half. And the starting pitching has been good as well. 4 2/3, 2 earned or fewer in 4 straight starts for Cyclones starting pitching, as the Clones look to get another good start from Junior Santos tonight. As for Hudson Valley, it's a 3-game losing streak, and the New York Yankees affiliate is trying to get on the board in the second half, have really struggled to score. They've got just 5 runs in their last 3 games, 1 for their last 24 with runners in scoring position, and have left 14 runners on in their last 3 games. And that, again, pretty startling, because only 14 runners in 3 games. They have not been able to generate much traffic at all, and the hitting that has not been there for most of the season has really slowed to a halt to start this second half. 4th fewest runs in the South Atlantic League, 4th lowest slugging in OPS. They do, however, hit the home run ball pretty well, 5th most in home runs in all of the South Atlantic League. And what they do best, steal bases. Lead the South Atlantic League in stolen bases and are far and away on top of the league. So the Cyclones will have to be wary of that, trying to build on the momentum that was generated over the weekend. The hero, Matt O'Neill, back on Sunday. That walk-off single, had a chance to chat with him as part of Cyclones pregame. That's next right here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. July 9th is the one where Friends Night comes to Maimonides Park. Bring your smelly cat, invite your lobster, or just be on a break from the norm and head to Friends Night with the Cyclones. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a turkey head bobblehead, and we promise that this night could not be any more fun. Friends Night will be there for you on July 9th. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. Cyclones pregame on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. It's the opener of Brooklyn's 6-game series in Hudson Valley with the Renegades. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones catcher Matt O'Neill. Matt, you come to the plate with the winning run at third on Sunday, able to deliver the walk-off single. What's the feeling when that ball gets through?
It felt really good. I had a couple at-bats earlier in the game. But, you know, it just felt really good to get the win, most importantly. It was a great way to end a three-game back end of the series there to get the second half of the season off on the right foot.
How difficult is it to keep your composure and not try and do too much in a situation like that?
It differs guy to guy. I mean, I really was just trying to see the ball really well. I had trouble seeing it earlier on, and, you know, if you can't see it, you can't hit it. So I tried to make it as simple as I can, not, you know, overcomplicate the task at hand, and, yeah, just put a ball in play, give us a chance to win.
Widening the scope for this team, the bullpen has really gotten things going recently. They've allowed just two runs in the last 23 and a third innings. Catching those arms, what's really allowed them to be so good recently?
They're just aggressive. They attack in the zone frequently. I mean, they have great stuff as well, but they're not trying to, you know, they're not worried about coming in and striking every guy out. They're worried about, you know, if they come into the seventh inning, right, we got 9 outs to go, and we're all really committed on just getting those 9 outs, however they may come, and they're filling up the zone with multiple pitches, and, you know, they're just a really good group of pitchers. They get great stuff and really talented.
For you personally, have reached in six straight, four walks mixed in. What allows you to control the strike zone so well?
I think our hitting coaches do a good job of helping us come up with an approach before the game, and then just trying to be as disciplined as I can to that, and, you know, looking for pitches that the scouting report would suggest we're going to see frequently, whether it's my pitch or not, just being able to see the ball well, know what my plan is, and then from there just try and think about it as little as possible.
Behind the plate tonight, catching Junior Santos, what sticks out to you about working with him?
He's super talented. He's just really gifted thrower, gifted pitcher. The sinker is obviously, you know, probably big league ready right now, and it's a lot of fun. You know, we're working on a few things with him, but he's a lot of fun to go out there and compete with, and he's got a lot of great stuff, great tools, and I'm excited to see how he does the rest of this year and moving forward in his career.
How long does it take you to feel comfortable catching a certain pitcher?
It depends, case by case, but normally a game or two, you know, once you kind of get the feel of how they like to pitch and how their stuff works against hitters, then usually you have a feel for it, and then we can start, you know, game planning. It usually takes a game or two just to feel their stuff out, see how they like to pitch their game, and then, you know, have us work in tandem after that to put a plan together.
Open up a series tonight against the Yankees affiliate. Any extra motivation playing a crosstown rival?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there definitely is. It's a lot of fun playing Hudson Valley. They're a really talented team, and we've had two good series against them thus far this year, so hopefully we can keep the second half moving in the right direction and come out strong tonight.
Matt, I'll wrap it up on this one. How do you carry the momentum from last week and continue that strong start to the second half?
Just keep the energy high in the dugout. Know that we got a fresh slate. We're only three games in, and we're off to a good start. So just keep that energy, keep our confidence, and just play like we know how to play. We got a really good, talented team here.
Matt, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
That's Cyclones catcher Matt O'Neill. Back with more after this on Cyclones pregame right here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's Pastime at Maimonides Park. Cyclones pregame rolls on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. It's game one of six on the road. Brooklyn visiting Hudson Valley, looking to improve on a 3-0 start to the second half. The Renegades at 0-3 to start the second half of the season. Tonight, Junior Santos against Blaine Abeda. And first pitch coming up at 7:05. Take a quick peek before first pitch around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse hosts Lehigh Valley for a six-game set beginning tonight at 6:35. Travis Blankenhorn was named International League Player of the Week, ending June 26th, tallied four multi-hit games in that span, slashing 600, 680, and 1.050. That's 12 for 20 through six games with three doubles, two home runs, six RBIs, five walks, six runs, three stolen bases, and an OPS of 1730. Binghamton takes a four-game winning streak to Hartford with a six-game series starting tonight at 7:05. And St. Lucie is looking to snap a seven-game losing streak when they start a six-game homestand against Jupiter tonight at 6:10. Omar De Los Santos was named Florida State League Player of the Week, ending June the 26th. Hit safely in all five games that he played in that series, slashing 400, 455, and 700 with an OPS just below 1,200. That's three extra base hits, five RBI, one walk, six runs scored, seven stolen bases in that span, and continues to lead the Florida State League with 43 steals this season. Have a feeling that the Brooklyn Cyclones at some point this year might just see Omar De Los Santos suiting up for them with the way he is tearing things up in St. Lucie. Cyclones looking for a good start to this series. It has been a closely contested one, as Keith mentioned, six apiece through the first 12 meetings between these two sides, and it is the Subway Series, Metro North Series, however you want to tab it, between the high A affiliates of the Mets and the Yankees, and a really important stretch for Brooklyn with a golden opportunity to try and really create some momentum and some separation against a team in Hudson Valley that has proven and almost always is hanging around toward the end of the season or end of the half as a contender for a division championship. And to be able to put them in an early, say, four or five or six game hole to start the second half would certainly be a great development for the Cyclones if they can go out and continue to put their best foot forward into today. That is what Brooklyn is looking to do, sporting the Hefe alternates this evening. Hudson Valley with those traditional home pinstripe uniforms modeled after the big league club, the New York Yankees, with the Renegades across the chest. Shadows creeping on the field here at Dutchess Stadium. Lineup cards exchanged, and it's just about time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. We'll send it back to Keith Radden for lineups and first pitch next right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Nick. The lineups are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the Brooklyn Cyclones, left fielder Matt Rudick leads off, and the catcher Matt O'Neill, and JT Schwartz, the first baseman. 4-5 and 6, Nick Gattis, Tanner Murphy, and Joe Swazi. Gattis at third, Murphy the DH, Swazi in right, Jalen Palmer in center, Trevin Newton at short batting eighth, and Jose Peroza at second base batting ninth. We'll give you the rest of the lineups when we get back right after this. One more break, and then it's Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line. It is good. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Looking up Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, opens up a six-game series with the Hudson Valley Renegades, the high affiliate of the New York Yankees. Happy Tuesday night, everybody, from the Dutch, as it is affectionately known in the South Atlantic League. Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, just to the east of the Hudson River. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd. This is a big series, the first of three second-half series between the Cyclones and the Renegades. They're always tough, they're always tense between the Mets and the Yankees affiliates at High A. Tonight, the Cyclones will see Blaine Abeyta, who they've seen three times already, but in this specific matchup, everybody knows that we're kind of turning the page into the back end of the year. We're going to start to see more home runs. We're going to start to see better pitching. Sometimes it's amazing in this series. Can we see any better pitching than we do? But that is what we're expecting tonight in the opener. As Nick told you on the pregame show, Hudson Valley is 0-3 to start the second half. Overall, they come in 34-35. Cyclones 33-36. But 3-0 in the second half. And we can say out loud, Clones are hot. And hoping to continue that tonight. Matt Rudick stands in, and the Cyclones wearing their Jefe's uniforms today. Dark navy blue top. Jefe is written in slate gray across the chest. First pitch from Blaine Abeyta is up and away to Matt Rudick, and we're underway right on time. It's 7:05. It is 77 degrees. It's actually a perfect summer night. Abeyta, the righty, slow twist of the wine. Pitch missed up and away. Two balls and no strikes. It is backwards night, so they're doing everything backwards. I mean, we're playing normally, but the video board, that's where they have a lot of their fun. There's a photo of just the back of somebody's head instead of the handsome Matt Rudick. Here's a 2-0. Lefty takes up and away, and Abeyta's missed with all three. Arm side up against the lefty. Rudick hitting at 217, the on-base at 305. No homers, 7 RBIs. 5'7", lefty hitter. 3-0. Backdoor breaking ball outside. Ball 4, and Rudick is aboard. Ethan Gorsak, our home plate umpire. Jesse Bush on the bases. I haven't seen these guys in a while, but happy to see them yet again. You start to get to know the umpires a little bit. So Rudick is aboard. Here's Matt O'Neill, who Nick spoke to on the pregame show today. He was the hero after Sunday's walk-off win. Slide step, pitch to the righty, runs up and in. And now 5 in a row out of the zone from Blaine Abeyta. No score, top of the first inning. Rudick is at first base and certainly a threat to steal. 8-for-8. Being held on by Eric Wagaman. Abeyta deals. And the breaking ball tapped on the ground is short. Sweeney waits on the high hop. Underhand flips to second for one. Bowman's turn to first, not in time. O'Neill is aboard. Now Rudick cut down 6-4. Matt was at 191 with a homer and 13 RBIs. 342 on base. One on, one out. No score top of the first for JT Schwartz. We'll take a look at the Renegades defensively.
Tonight they wear their home Yankees-like pinstripe uniforms. It's Aldany Sanchez in left, Everson Pereira in center, Pat DeMarco in right. A beta from the belt, slide step, pitch. And the lefty Schwartz takes a strike with a fastball in the outside corner. James Nelson at third, Trey Sweeney at short, Cooper Bowman at second, Eric Wagaman at first. Carlos Narvaez does the catching. Not really much has changed from this roster since the last time these two teams met. Pitch, down and away, and a beta with a really slow start to this game. JT, 267 batting average, 355 on base, two homers, 26 RBIs. Underneath a bright blue sky, we'll have the sunshine for another 90 minutes. 1-1. Schwartz hits a ground ball towards short. Sweeney has it. Underhand flips again to second base to Bowman, and Cooper's turn to first, not in time. So Schwartz reaches on a fielder's choice. Cyclones have almost rolled into two double plays. JT's on. Nick Gattis at the plate. With two outs in the top of the first against Blaine Abeda.
And a good job by Abeda working through some of the struggles with the control early on. Sometimes could be unnerving for young pitchers. Don't know where it's going, but has battled through it. Gotten a couple of ground balls.
Gattis with an open stance. Abeda deals. And the righty takes a fastball just outside. Looked like a really close pitch, but Abeda missed for ball one. Nick batting at 206, two homers, 21 RBIs, 306 on base, had a ribby double on Sunday. 1-0, slider swerves over the outside corner for a strike. The Renegades play as close to a shift as they can. You can't shift at this level at the minor leagues. It's something that they have eliminated this year. Cooper Bowman, the second baseman, playing way up the middle. 1-1. Gattis cuts and fouls back to fastball. Strike two. So Blaine Abeda, three starts against the Cyclones. And against them specifically, has struck out 15 and walked 5 in 11 innings. But in those 11 innings, given up a combined 6 runs. A home run, a couple of hit batsmen. This has not been a great year for Abeda. He's had some good starts, but overall, he's still trying to find it. He has changed his identity a little bit. Here's his 1-2. And the slider's off the plate. Good take by Gattis on a close one. Two balls, two strikes. He had a start in the beginning of June. Struck out 7. Lasted into the 6th inning against Jersey Shore. Gave up 1 run. But his last two, he got knocked around. 2-2. Gattis takes another close slider off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes.
And dare I say, makes the start tonight at 0-6.
Pitcher wins and losses, sometimes they tell the story. I guess in this case, they tell
maybe the story. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but I think he's thinking about it at least a little bit.
Definitely. Payoff pitch, JT goes. Gattis cuts through the slider. He strikes out to end the inning. Well, Abeda was trudging through the mud there, but he did get out of it unscathed. No runs, no hits. No errors. A couple of fielder's choices and a walk, and in total, one left. Nothing for Brooklyn. Hudson Valley coming to bat next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Bottom of the
the first inning from the Dutch. Cyclones and Renegades scoreless. Brooklyn against Blaine Ojeda, but now it's Hudson Valley against the tall right-hander Junior Santos. A 20-year-old from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. He's put together some really good outings since June began. Has lasted through the fifth, a couple times into the sixth. And takes on the Hudson Valley Renegades for the first time since May 22nd. So Junior sees Cooper Bowman, Trey Sweeney, and Everson Pereira. First toss from the righty to the righty. Bowman takes down and away for ball one. So Hudson Valley, they hit a lot of home runs on that road trip. The Cyclones and Renegades have kind of found it a little bit at the same time. We always talk about on the Cyclone side that big doubleheader on May the 22nd. Here's a 1-0. Bowman, it's a sharp shot down the left field line. Past Gattis' dive into the corner against the wall. Bowman around first into second base, standing up with a double. Good leadoff shot by Cooper Bowman, his 12th double. He's going to mention he now has 7 home runs. These Renegades are hitting a lot more home runs these days. With a powering double down the left field line.
And a very good approach. Sinker doesn't get in quite enough from Junior Santos. And Bowman, who's been hitting well in this month, able to wait on it just enough and still steer it fair.
No score, bottom of the first inning. Here's the lefty, Trey Sweeney. First pitch to the shortstop. Slider missed down and in. Ball one. So Bowman, who's on base, was at 231 with a 358 on base. Sweeney, meanwhile, struggling. 213 batting average, 296 on base, but good power. 1-0. Lefty swings, hits a shot into right. Swazi fighting the sun, turns, looks. This one's off the fence. Bowman around third. He can walk home. Sweeney into second base with a ribby double. Back-to-back doubles by the Renegades. And in a blink, it's 1-0 Hudson Valley in the first inning.
And a team that has really struggled to score runs last three, finishing out the road trip. Know it's got to feel good for Hudson Valley, two batters in, to get a lead. Junior Santos missing over the heart of the plate a little bit. And Bowman and Sweeney making him pay.
So the Renegades, 0-3 to start this second half. I've started this series with a bang. Here's Everson Pereira. Pitch. He takes a fastball strike that clips the letters on the inside corner. Nothing in one. Pereira, 270 batting average, 347 on base, 7 home runs, 28 RBIs, the number 10 Yankees prospect. Junior high kick, the 0-1. Pereira swings late and fouls it back to the right side in front of his own dugout, first base line. So Hudson Valley coming in off the road, played 2 weeks away from this ballpark, and Pereira decided to hit 5 home runs. Here comes the 0-2, and the pitch hit on the ground. Fair down the left field line. More trouble for the Cyclones. Sweeney around third. He heads home. Pereira into second base. Rudick fires back in. 3 straight doubles now for Hudson Valley, and it's 2-0 Renegades.
And clearly an approach on attacking that sinker from Junior Santos, who was not quite founded early on in this ball game. Hudson Valley with some outstanding swings and certainly happy to be home after struggling to close out that road trip.
So Santos just looking and starving now for an out. His last outing came against Jersey Shore. There was a lot of good, 8 strikeouts, his career high, but did give up a career high tying 9 hits. He's already given up 3, and here's Sigler. First pitch of the switch hitter batting left. He takes a strike on the outside corner at the knees. 2-0 Hudson Valley, bottom of the first. Pereira, the only guy out there at second base. Santos fires away. Misses down and out to even the count of the ball and a strike. Sigler DHing this game. He also catches. He's at 311 with a 470 on base percentage. 4 homers, 14 RBIs. 1-1. And down and in. Past O'Neill back to the screen. There goes Pereira for free down to third base. That's a wild one from Santos. 2 balls and a strike on Sigler. And Junior is all out of whack.
And so odd with the way this season has gone for Junior at times, because it's just a Jekyll and Hyde act. He's got such great stuff. Confident guy. but at times just gotten hit around a little bit and lost the control.
2-1. Anthony takes a strike on the inside corner, makes it 2-2. Santos' strikeout rate up over 20 now at 21%. The walk rate at 11%. His ground ball rate close to 60%. He's a sinker baller, so that's where he wants it, as high as can be. 2-2. Runs down and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Cyclones bring the infield in. They've got Schwartz at first, Perosa at second, Newton at short, Gaddis at third, O'Neill behind home plate, Rudick in left, Palmer in center field, Swazi in right. Payoff pitch. Missed outside, ball 4. 3 doubles and a walk. Runners now at first and third. And a look over at the third base dugout. A.J. Sager, who is back from his 3-day break. Cyclones pitching coach with the eyeglasses hanging on the brim of his nose. He's not going anywhere. Wants Junior, the 20-year-old, to fight through this. Junior's 13th start. Here's Eric Wagaman. Pitch. And the big righty takes the breaking ball strike. Nothing and one. Wagaman 6'4", 210. California kid out of Mission Viejo. Here's the 0-1. The breaking ball is hit on the ground to short. Newton charges. Lost the ball. Sigler slides in safe. Pereira, though, scores from third, and it's 3-0 Hudson Valley, and still nobody out.
And that, an extremely hard pill to swallow for Junior Santos. It'll happen at times, but for a guy who is scratching and clawing to find it out, that error is tough.
So now Santos has that feeling in the back of his mind that he's not going to get any help from his defense. Here's James Nelson. Pitch. Missed down and away with a fastball. 1-0. So Sigler is at second base. Wagaman at first. Nelson a tough hitter. Sigler bouncing around. The 1-0. Nelson chops it foul at the third baseline on a big swing. Ball and a strike. So Wagaman reaches on the fielder's choice. Sigler safe at second on the E6. And it's 3-0 with nobody out. The Cyclones have the bullpen up. Here's the 1-1. That clips the outside corner with the fastball. Good frame job by O'Neill. Strike 2. Sigler and Wagaman bouncing around, especially Anthony Sigler. He is a walking philosophy of what the Yankees want at this level, especially just being annoying on the bases. 1-2 pitch, hit weakly on the right side, fielded by Schwartz. He flips to Santos at first. Santos finds the bag, steps on it for the out. Throw across the diamond to try to get Sigler, and it's not in time. That was very, very, very close, and I don't know if I saw Santos perfectly hit the bag. And if he did, I don't know if it was on time, but he'll take it. As Nelson is out at first, 3-1.
It was a toe tap for sure. Santos eventually clipping the bag. Thing to keep in mind is with two umpires, one on the bases, shaded toward third, almost impossible to see Santos's foot off the base in that situation.
Here's Aldany Sanchez. First pitch from Junior's on the outside corner, strike 1. So Junior's thrown now 20 pitches. One out, runners at second and third. Infield is in on this turf. Righty to the righty, pitch. Chewed him up inside, he fouled it away to the right. Nothing in two. Sanchez at 255, one homer, 18 RBIs, 362 on base. And just some insane numbers on the base paths. 23 for 29. The 0-2, front door slider missed, ball 1. This is not what Junior had in mind. Renegades could not have asked for a better start. Santos straightens, looks at third, deals home. And the pitch right there, strike 3. Sanchez takes all the way, and there are 2 down. So now back-to-back outs after just straight chaos against Junior Santos. And the infield can now relax back. This brings up the eighth man, righty catcher Carlos Narvaez. Narvaez, 313 on base with a batting average 187. Junior leans back, tosses home, and Narvaez swings and stings it in the air down the right field line, but it hooks foul over towards the Renegades bullpen, tucked down the line. The bullpens are on the turf, on the warning track, so the brown turf, if you will. It's 325 down the lines, 400 to dead center. There's a big square video board in left center field. About an 8-foot-high gray wall all the way to center, turns blue. And then going from right field to the line, a bunch of billboards. 0-1, way outside. Backhand stopped by O'Neill at the changeup. Ball and a strike. A lower ball tonight at the Dutch. That is now blue chair backs. Pretty filled up. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball towards short. Newton waits, charges, fields, and throws across in time. Inning over. What a nightmare. Three runs score on three straight doubles. And Eric Wagaman bouncing one to short, bringing in another run. Hudson Valley 3, Brooklyn nothing. We go to the top of the second on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
This is Tanner Murphy, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Top half of the second inning, Cyclones get punched in the mouth to start the game. It is 3-0 Hudson Valley. Bowman, Sweeney, and Pereira greeting Junior Santos at the bottom of the first inning with a trio of doubles. So the Cyclones have to answer against right-hander Blaine Abeda, who, if there's any silver lining, maybe the next eight innings that we have in this game is the silver lining. There's a lot of time. But Blaine Abeda did not seem to have his best stuff in that first inning. Ended up facing four, got out of it. And now here's the five-hitter, DH Tanner Murphy. First pitch to Murph, front door slider, swoops in for strike one. Murphy, Swazi, Palmer, 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Beta turns to feet. Slow high kick. Pitch. Murphy swings. Pops it foul to the right. Towards the bleacher seats down the line. Strike two. Murph batting at 256. Pair of homers. He's driven an 8. And a 322 on base. Getting close to 500 over his last 10 games. That's the reason why he is in the 5 spot in the lineup today for Luis Rivera. Here's the 0-2. Fastball just missed outside. Ball one. Beta, 23 years old. Pretty tall kid at 6'3". Staring down at Murphy. The 1-2. Tanner cuts through the high fastball. Two strikeouts now for Beta as he starts to find it. And there's one down at the top of the second inning.
And the high fastball, a weapon, especially with the way that Beta has been able to locate that front door slider sweeping into that right-handed batter. Good execution to get Murphy for the first out.
First toss to Joe Swazi. Righty takes a off-speed on the outside corner. Strike one. Joe hitting at 218. Four homers, 19 RBIs, 324 on base. Bats at the base is empty and one out. Pitch. There's that front door slider in there. Strike two. This is a big day for the Swazi clan. His dad, Tom, is on the bill today. Running for governor of the state of New York. The Democratic primary is going on right now. Today is voting day. And so Joe woke up early this morning and joined his family and his dad in Glen Cove, New York, to cast their votes. 0-2. Misses down and away for ball one. Joe calls his dad, Tom, his hero. And hoping today maybe makes a little history. Abeda's 1-2. Joe swings, pops it up foul into the seats, first base side. If you talked to Joe Swazi, he wouldn't even know that he was the son of a guy who was the congressman or a county executive and now somebody running for governor. It comes to 1-2 from Abeda. It's way outside, two balls, two strikes. Joe very humble about it, and only if you ask him will he start to tell you, and he'll try to hide that smile, but talks about his dad, speaks very highly of him. It is very cool to be the son of somebody like Tom Swazi, running for office today. 2-2, up and off the glove of Narvaez, back to the screen, three balls, two strikes. So Joe will not find out any sort of result. I don't think there's any CNN coverage of early action from the polls. It is the primary, so it's not the actual governorship. He is just running today to be the Democratic nominee to eventually run for governor, but he won't find out anything until 9 o'clock. Payoff pitch. Swazi fouls it back. Three nothing Hudson Valley. We're in the top of the second inning. And the Dutchess Stadium video board is also backwards today, so throwing all of us for a tizzy. Here comes another payoff. It's inside, ball four. Joe gets on base. So two strikeouts for Abeda, but two walks. And the Cyclones have somebody aboard now for Jalen Palmer. So Palmer now, the righty center fielder, batting at 185. Six homers, 20 RBIs, 299 on base. Joe leads off first, one out. Slide step by Abeda. And the slider curls in, strike one. Joe can run. He is 6 out of 10. Pretty big lead at first. Slide step, 0-1 to Palmer. Jalen swings and fouls back the fastball for strike two. So backwards night at the Dutch. We go look out at that left field video board. The 3 and the 0, the line scores on the right side, making it annoying tonight for us. Next pitch to Palmer, cut on and fouled back, and it remains 0-2. Of course, Nick, when we're calling games, our brains are everywhere. There are scorebooks, they're on the video board, and you're trained to look certain places, and today they're trying to mess with us.
Yeah, it's probably not going to go very well.
0-2, strike three called. Palmer takes one on the offside. And now two strikeouts in the inning for Abeda, three for the game. Guy with a 20% strikeout rate, 10% walk rate. And he's got two down in the top of the second inning. 3-0 lead for he and the Renegades against the Cyclones. And here's the switch hitting shortstop. Shervin Newton picking out some dirt from the lefty batter's box. Newton hitting at 168. He made a first inning error. Three homers, 16 RBIs. Joe with a big lead. Pitch. Newton takes down and in for ball one. I've been coming here since 2018 personally, and I believe this is the first time I'm seeing the turf around the bases updated and changed. They used to be kind of dug out and worn down, but they have brand new turf around first, second, and third. 0-1-0. Cut on and fouled back by Newton. It's a ball and a strike. Dutch has been around since the early 90s. It was grass for a little while and then has been turf for a number of years. And now brand new around the bases. Swazi leads 1-1. Newton cuts and misses. Pick throw to first base and Swazi slides in. So Joe retreating back to first base. Wagaman ready to lay the leather on his back. Narvaez trying to back pick. but missed him. So one ball, two strikes on Newton. 3-0 Hudson Valley, top of the second inning. Abeda deals. A pitch looped towards second base over Bowman's leaping try and into right field. So Newton just pokes it over the right side of the infield, able to yank it over Bowman. And with two outs, the inning continues.
Good piece of hitting by Shervin Newton. Working with the breaking ball. Tailing down and into him. Off the handle, didn't hit it cleanly. But the swing path is clean and strong enough to muscle it into right center field for a two-out single.
Here's the nine-man, Jose Peroza, batting from the right side. Peroza playing second base tonight. Middle infield tandem with Shervin Newton, who just singled. Cyclones chasing three, top two. Abeda fires downhill, and the slider cut on a miss by Peroza. Nothing in one. Peroza at 197, the on-base at 284. Two homers and 19 RBIs. Abeda sets and deals. And the slider, a little bit low, good pitch. But Peroza takes, one ball, one strike. Peroza with those bright blue Under Armour cleats under his gray pants and Hefe's top. Slide step pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball, fair down the first baseline, into the corner. Swazi around third, heading home. Shervin Newton around third. He heads to the plate as well. Here's the cutoff throw from shallow right. Play at the plate, not in time. Newton slides in safe. And Peroza's at third base. He drives in a pair, and it's 3-2 Brooklyn. What a comeback.
And the Cyclones continue to get it done with two outs. 9 runs last two games, 7 score with 2 outs in the first two again tonight on a 2-out big hit by Jose Peroza coming into tonight. Just 2 for his last 29. Doesn't matter that time, and Brooklyn is on the board in a big way.
So a nice response for the Cyclones. Here comes Spencer Medick, the pitching coach for Hudson Valley. So a very slow walk out to the mound. As he goes out to the mound, Saul Torres, one of the backup catchers, is off tonight. He heads over to the bullpen down the first baseline. Abeda, by the way, has thrown nearly 40 pitches. He's in the second inning. And I mentioned that first inning didn't go so swimmingly. And, Nick, you have to, like you mentioned, credit the Cyclones. Because even with two outs, I'm sure Abeda's feeling good in the hood. But two strikeouts gets to two strikes on Newton. He singles. Taking on the nine-hitter Peroza, and he tucks one down the line.
And you know the Cyclones aren't necessarily the 27 Yankees. This isn't a team that's going to hit the cover off the ball in that sense. Not a team also built on the home runs. So these type of opportunities are huge for a team trying to find ways to score. And to be able to consistently pick themselves up with runners on base at two outs has been huge to start this second half.
So the meeting on the mound is completed. Here's Matt Rudick. Lefty hitter with a tying run at third base. Abeda chucks home and splits the plate in two with a power fastball. Nothing in one. Peroza, two RBI triple. He's now driven in 21 runs. It is his second triple of the 2022 slate. Abeda's 0-1. Rudick gets a broken back grounder to the left side. Nelson slides to his left, has to go quickly, flips across in time for the 5-3 putout. But the Cyclones do respond. With two runs on two hits, no errors, and one left, Peroza plays hero to cut this to a one-run game. We go to the bottom of the second inning next from the Dutch. 3-2 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Bottom of the second inning from the Dutch. It is a 3-2 Hudson Valley lead. It was a 3-0 Hudson Valley lead until Jose Peroza, with two outs, pushed a triple down the right field line, scoring a pair. And so it is a kind of a fresh start for Junior Santos as he's out there for the bottom of the second inning. He saw eight men in the first inning and looking for a clean second frame. First pitch to the nine-man Pat DeMarco, plops on the outside corner with a fastball. Nothing and one. DeMarco then the top. You've got Bowman and Sweeney to follow. Junior, high kick, pitch. Front door slider missed inside. It's a ball and a strike. DeMarco at 218. He has yet to hit a home run this year and 10 RBIs with a 268 on base. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball hit weakly towards second. Peroza charges gloves and flips to first base in time. Peroza fielding that right in the baseline between first and second. And now, four in a row retired by Junior Santos. But what a start for the Yankees affiliate. Bowman, Sweeney, Pereira, double, double, double. It's like out of a dream for the Renegades. And we'll see how Santos handles this same trio in the bottom of the second. First, Cooper Bowman, righty second baseman. Initial offering, misses outside, righty to righty for ball one. Bowman with his 12th double. Leads this lineup. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Lunging down and away. Chasing the changeup. Ball and a strike. Now Bowman steps out. Cyclones infield is playing back. Nick Gatt is hugging the line a little bit more at third base. A lot of those doubles were right down the line. Junior, slow wind. The 1-1. Runs in tight. Bowman sucks his white gloves into his belly. Two balls and a strike. O'Neill sets up away. Santos deals and hits the outside corner, but it's low. Three balls and a strike. Renegades trying to find themselves in good counts. That is their M.O. 3-1. Fastball ripped on the ground down to third baseline. Gattis with a backhand stop. To his feet, throws across in time. And Santos gives him a point. Like, first of all, thanks for making that play, but also thanks for hugging the line, because that's where Bowman was trying to tuck it again, but a good play, and the second out.
What a play by Nick Gattis. One step into the slide, that reach. They say he's a catcher. Looks like a guy who can handle himself pretty well at third base.
Here's the lefty, Trey Sweeney. 3-2 Renegades. Pitch misses outside for ball one. Sweeney, the lefty shortstop. He pulled a double to right field his last time. Junior uncorks. And the pitch pops the glove on the inside edge to even the count at a ball and a strike. Base is empty, two outs. Santos finding a rhythm. Here's his 1-1. The slider misses down low, ball two. Junior against the Gates. Has pitched twice this year. One not so great and one pretty good. That was the one that came his last time. 2-1. This one's ripped in the air to right. Swazi has a tough time finding it. He turns and plays it off the fence. Sweeney into second base, stopping there with his second double. Joe Swazi in right field is looking directly at the sun. So that ball was launched off the bat, and he barely moved. He had his glove in front of his eyes, just trying to spot it. And it was over his head anyway for a second double for Sweeney.
Sun certainly tough. Doubtful that Joe Swazi able to get to that ball anyway. And a good job to relay in to hold Sweeney to a double. Santos still an opportunity to get out of the inning unscathed.
Not going to be easy, though. Here's Everson Pereira, who doubled in a run his last time. 3-2 Hudson Valley, bottom two. Pitch. Pereira cuts and misses at the hard stuff at the knees. Strike one. Pereira's 10th double, his 29th RBI. The top three guys walking into today's game with close to 30 ribbies. Sweeney off second base. Here's the 0-1. And the fastball's tapped towards the middle. Base hit center field. Palmer charges. Sweeney rounds third. Here's the throw to the plate. It's cut off by Schwartz at the mound. RBI single for Pereira. He does it again and extends the Renegades lead to 4-2 in the bottom of the second inning.
Pereira has been such a hot hitter in the middle of this Renegades order. And Junior Santos feeling good to start this inning. Can't close it out without number three. And Pereira, a big lift with two down.
So five hits given up by Santos. Four of them doubles. Here's Anthony Sigler, switch hitter batting left. Renegades have jumped him. Santos deals, and Sigler takes a fastball, strike one. Anthony did reach his first time. He was part of that string of four hitters to reach, three doubles and a walk. So got on for free his last time. Pereira hopping, pitch. Slider swoops down low, one ball and one strike. Now, Pereira not taking an aggressive lead yet, but he is a guy that can steal bases. 14 of 19. Held on by JT Schwartz. Santos set with his back to the runner at first. Deals home. And the pitch hits the outside corner. Strike two. And Sigler shoots a look at the home plate umpire, Ethan Gorsak. And even Tyson Blazer at third base, the manager, turns his palms upward. What was that? Santos, a strike away from getting through it. Spins and throws to first base. And Pereira back in. Junior's pitch count at 43. I mean, he and Abeda both would love just a restart to this game. 1-2. Missed outside. Easy take by Sigler. Two balls and two strikes.
So much for the good pitching we were expecting.
Yeah, where is that? Beta's got through two with 40. Santos at 43. 2-2. Fouled back. Well, we have been used to seeing is some low-scoring games. What is pretty much common is a one-run, a two-run game, maybe a three-run game. Sometimes you get a four-run blowout. But if anything, they are close. 4-2 Renegades. 2-2. Fly ball left field. Rudick over a couple of strides. Stays in the shadows and makes the catch to end the inning. Renegades strike again. Everson Pereira RBI single with two outs. He makes it a 4-2 Hudson Valley lead. We go to the third inning. Nick DeLuca with a play-by-play when we get back to the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
To the third inning we go on a gorgeous night for baseball in Hudson Valley. Renegades on top of the Cyclones by a score of 4-2. Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad here with you. Matt O'Neill leading it off against Blaine Abeda. Abeda into his windup, and the right-hander told, no, you can't pitch because the PA is still rolling. So out of his staggered windup, the black glove over his face, into his motion again in the first pitch. Swinging a tapper foul. A couple feet up the third baseline off the bat of O'Neill. It's 0-1. Matt O'Neill grounded into a fielder's choice his first time in the first. Has reached it six in a row. Abeta winds, righty's 0-1. O'Neill cuts and misses behind a fastball. No balls, two strikes. Has reached in six in a row, as mentioned, hitting just 148 in June. Seeing if that walk-off hit can't get him started. 0-2, breaking ball. Called strike three, inside corner. O'Neill down looking. Fourth punch out for Blaine Abeta. Leadoff man for Brooklyn down to start the third. And upon returning to the Brooklyn dugout, Matt O'Neill having some words for the home plate umpire. Didn't love the call. Perhaps a product of a pitch Junior Santos might not be getting. Here's JT Schwartz. Open stance from the left side. Takes a breaking ball off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Schwartz grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. 4-2 Hudson Valley, top three. Abeta winds, 1-0. Schwartz takes a breaking ball. Called strike outside corner, 1-1. JT trying to continue his good hitting in the month of June. 306, OPS at 750, 1-1. Breaking ball low, two balls and a strike. JT always seemingly in a deep count has been really adept at making pitchers throw a bunch to him. 2-1, Schwartz pops it foul left side, out of play, two balls, two strikes. He has seen 1,089 pitches this year coming into tonight. That's by far the most by a Brooklyn player. Jalen Palmer is second at 880. Has a top 10 mark in all of the South Atlantic League in pitches seen. 2-2. Schwartz bounces it foul off his front foot. Rolls fair up the first baseline. But JT giving it a walk to the right of the home plate area with the helmet off. Base is empty, one down in the top of the third. 4-2, Hudson Valley scoring three in the first and tacking on with a run in the second. 2-2, Schwartz, line drive, straightaway center field. Pereira back a couple of steps and makes the head-high catch. Shaded a step to the right of the 400 sign at dead center for the second out of the inning.
I've been trying to say, man, and I'm back with tonight. It's a little different.
So Schwartz able to hit it hard, but not rewarded. And the first two Cyclones down to start the top of the third. Here's Nick Gattis. Wide open stance from the right side. Abeta winds, first pitch. Breaking ball stays upstairs. It's 1-0. Nick Gattis struck out his first time. Reached base in five straight. 1-0. Gattis takes below the knees, a fastball, two balls and no strikes. Has been really good at putting the ball in play. Lowest strikeout percentage and the lowest ground ball rate among Cyclones. 2-0. Gattis on a line down the left field line. Will it stay fair? Just fouled. Narrowly missing extra bases to the left field corner. Two balls and a strike on Nick Gattis. Given himself an outstanding opportunity for good outcomes. Putting the ball in play and in the air. Abeta into the motion. 2-1. Gattis taps it foul at home plate. Two balls and two strikes. Some room on the right side for Gattis. Bowman plays close to the bag at second. And Wagaman off the line at first. Bases empty. Two down. 4-2 Hudson Valley. In game one of this six-game set. Cyclones finding themselves in an early hole, trying to get the offense to dig them out. 2-2. Gattis takes a fastball off the plate away, and the count full. Lights on here at Dutchess Stadium. Still blue skies overhead. Most of the field covered in shadow. Payoff. Gattis takes outside and works a leadoff. A two out, I should say, walk.
The
Now, once again, Gaddis getting on base, moving the line along. And once again, the Cyclones with two outs, trying to keep innings alive. And it's good because Junior Santos' pitch count is getting up there. Abeda was starting to feel it a little bit, and he has struggled still. And the Cyclones are making sure to try to knock him out of the game as fast as they can because the Renegades are working on Santos pretty well.
Third walk issued by Abeda. Here's Tanner Murphy. First pitch, breaking ball that bends down and away. It's 1-0. Last pitch from Abeda, number 56, with two outs in the top of the third. Tanner Murphy struck out his first time. Abeda, third base side of the rubber, 1-0. Breaking ball, that time sweeps in for a strike outside corner. It's 1-1. Tanner Murphy looking to extend his on-base streak to 10 straight tonight. 1-1. Murphy takes a breaking ball down and away, just above the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Abeda has been able to work around some trouble. Couldn't do so in the second inning, giving up the two runs, but has not had that sharp control. Runner goes, 2-1, tap foul by Murphy in back of home plate. Two balls, two strikes. Nick Gaddis making an early break, had an outstanding jump. Would have had it stolen easily, but Murphy fouled it off. And Gaddis will have to make the jog back to first base. Gaddis off of first, two down, 4-2 Hudson Valley. Top of the third, Abeda, the belt tie set, stares in, lifts the leg, Gaddis goes, Murphy swings, and a pop down the right field line. Will it stay fair? Just foul. Shy of the Hudson Valley bullpen down the right field line. And Tanner Murphy, oh so close to a bloop double. Missing extra bases by inches. And with Gaddis running, might have had an opportunity to score.
I'm looking at Chris Newell, the first base coach, because I think he got the best look at it. He thought it was fair. And it was close. And he was kind of looking at the umpires with his palms up going, what are we doing here, guys?
Tanner Murphy got second base and for sure thought it was fair. Call doesn't go Brooklyn's way. Gaddis back to first. Two balls, two strikes on Tanner Murphy. Pitch. Murphy takes a breaking ball. It stays high in the count full. Full count, two outs. Nick Gaddis at first. He will be off with the pitch. Cyclones looking to come through again with two outs and extend the inning. Abeda the set, throw over to first, skips it, dug out by Wagaman, and the slide by Gaddis back safely. Righty closes off the set, payoff, swing and a miss. Breaking ball on the front door, and Murphy swung through it to close out the inning. Cyclones can't take advantage of the two-out walk to Gaddis. Two and a half complete from Dutchess Stadium. 4-2 Renegades on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
July 9th is the one where Friends Night comes to Maimonides Park. Bring your smelly cat, invite your lobster, or just be on a break from the norm and head to Friends Night with the Cyclones. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a turkey head bobblehead, and we promise that this night could not be any more fun. Friends Night will be there for you on July 9th. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. On to the bottom of the third from Dutchess Stadium. 4-2 Renegades on top of Brooklyn. The Cyclones trying to keep the deficit right here. In game one of six, Brooklyn has started the second half at 3-0. Hudson Valley looking to get on the board in the second half tonight against Brooklyn. First pitch from Junior Santos misses off the plate away to Eric Wagaman, Hudson Valley first baseman, 1-0. Fastball called strike outside corner, 1-1. Wagaman reached on an error his first time in the first. Slowed down in June. Had a really good start to the year. 1-1. Bouncing ball right side. Backhand bobble by Schwartz off his glove. Throw to first. Not in time. Junior Santos tapping the toe, trying to find the base, covering first. And JT Schwartz couldn't field it cleanly on the backhand, and it's a second Brooklyn error of the night. Cyclones had gone a season-long stretch of four straight without an error coming into tonight. So Wagaman on via the error for the second time tonight. Here's James Nelson, first pitch swinging. Taps it foul at home plate. It's nothing and one. Nelson grounded out to first, his first time. Cyclones trying to shake off what is shaped up to be a tough start to the night. Santos out of the stretch, middle of the rubber, set just above the belt, 0-1. Seeker off the plate away, ball and a strike. Cyclones had been able to rely on some outstanding pitching. And a credit to Junior Santos for fighting through the first couple of innings without his best stuff. 1-1. Cut and a miss by Nelson. Chased a breaking ball tailing off the outside corner. Ball and two strikes. But Brooklyn certainly not playing to the formula that saw them win the last four against Jersey Shore and get off to the 3-0 start in the second half. 1-2. Nelson, hard bouncing ball, back up the middle, through for a base hit. Wagaman will stop at second, and James Nelson is aboard with his first hit of the night, and Hudson Valley has the first two on with nobody out. Traffic on the bases yet again for Hudson Valley. Looking to build on a 4-2 lead, bottom three. Here's Aldeny Sanchez. Open stance, first pitch. Cuts and misses at a breaking ball, bending down and away. Nothing and one. Sanchez struck out looking his first time. The 6-1 right-handed hitter looking to extend a five-game hitting streak. Santos, the 0-1. Sinker skips to the plate. Backhand stop by O'Neill down to a knee. Well done to keep it in front and keep the runners set at first and second. Ball and a strike on Aldeny Sanchez. Santos out of the stretch. Stare at second. Kick 1-1. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Sanchez out in front. Ball and two strikes. Sanchez, the player to be named later in the Yankees trade of Mike Ford to the Rays last season. And time called with Sanchez taking too long to return to the batter's box, and that is going to see him called out on strikes. Hasn't happened a ton this year, especially as the season is worn on. Guys getting more accustomed to the pitch clock, but that, one of the tough ones, two-strike pitch clock violation, and Santos is out number one. Here's Carlos Narvaez, first pitch swinging, fouls it back to the screen. No balls and a strike.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the first time that it's happened in favor of the Cyclones, which is a nice thing. And that's a big break for Junior, because he's needed every inch tonight.
He will certainly take it. 0-1 to Narvaez. He swings and pops it foul. Right side out of play. No balls, two strikes. Wagaman leads from second. James Nelson behind him at first. One out. And a 4-2 Hudson Valley lead in the bottom of the third. Matt O'Neill asks for time and will jog out to chat with Junior Santos. Those two making sure that they are on the same page. Had a chance to speak with Matt O'Neill as part of the pregame show today. Said he has been so impressed with the stuff that Junior Santos has. Trying to find it. Ahead on the count. No balls, two strikes. Pitch. Narvaez takes strike three called. Outside corner. Good sinker. Back-to-back strikeouts for Santos, and there are two away. Third strikeout on the evening for Junior Santos. Runners stay put at first and second, now at two away. Here's the number nine batter, Pat DeMarco. Upright stance from the right side. Santos a stare at second. First pitch. DeMarco swings and lifts a high fly ball. Not deep into left center field. Palmer drifting over to make the catch off the right shoulder in front of the courtyard by Marriott sign. And the inning is over. No harm done. Despite the error and the base hit. Two left for Hudson Valley and three complete from the Dutch. 4-2 Renegades on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's day with America's pastime at Maimonides Park.
This is Jalen Palmer, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Junior Santos throws up a zero, and now the Cyclones to bat to try and take advantage. 4-2 Hudson Valley as we head to the top of the fourth. Nick DeLuca, Keith Radd here with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. The opener of a six-game set between the Yankees and Mets affiliates at High A. Cyclones riding a four-game winning streak into play tonight. Starting the second half at 3-0 atop the South Atlantic League North Division in Hudson Valley, looking for their first win in the second half, trying to break a three-game losing streak. Joe Swazi leads it off. First pitch breaking ball in for a strike from Blaine Abeda. It's nothing and one. Swazi worked a walk and came around to score on the Peroza triple in the second. 0-1. Cut and a miss by Swazi, blown away by the fastball. No balls and two strikes. With that walk by Swazi in the second inning, time called. Joe trying to break up the rhythm. Swazi has now reached in four of his last five and has walked seven times in his last nine games. Has been really good at finding a way on base. Abeda into the windup and the 0-2. Swazi takes a breaking ball just off the outside corner. Ball and two strikes on the Cyclones right fielder. Brooklyn playing from behind, trying to get the offense going again. 1-2. Breaking ball bends off the outside corner. Check swing by Swazi. He held off in the count to two balls and two strikes. Abeda stares in over the black glove and will step off. Swazi stepping out and waiting for the pitch clock to be reset. Abeda seems ready to go. Swazi digging back in. Right-hander ready to deliver a 2-2. Breaking ball misses inside in the count full. Joe Swazi yet again in a deep count. Trying to get the leadoff man aboard with Brooklyn down two in the top of the fourth. Payoff pitch. Swazi lifts a high pop in back of second base. Tilting toward the right side, Cooper Bowman makes the head-high catch. And Swazi is out number one to begin the fourth.
For the Cyclones, center fielder number nine, Jalen Palmer.
So one down in the inning. Here's Jalen Palmer. First pitch. Palmer swings, lifts a high fly ball. Straight away left field, not deep. Sanchez coming on to make the catch off the left shoulder, and quickly two are retired for the Cyclones in the top of the fourth. Blaine Abeda able to settle down after that rocky second inning. Has set down six of the last seven hitters he has faced. Two-way is Shervin Newton. First pitch, fastball, called strike inside corner. 0-1. Newton, a base hit to right center, came around to score his first time. Bases empty, two down, 4-2 Hudson Valley, top four, 0-1. Fastball low, ball and a strike. Renegades shade Newton to pull. Nelson off at third. 1-1. Newton takes high, fastball, two balls and a strike. Sun beginning to fade, and the lights taking hold at Dutchess Stadium. 4-2 Hudson Valley, top four. 2-1. Newton takes high, three balls and a strike. Blaine Abeda, who has had some inconsistency with the control so far tonight, has issued three walks. Falling behind Newton, trying to get back into the strike zone. From the third base side of the rubber, 3-1. Fastball up and away, and Shervin Newton works a two-out walk.
It's pretty amazing this Cyclones team with two outs just starts to get going. Obviously, that's not a recipe for long-term success, but it's good. You want to try to knock a beta out as quickly as you can and just stay frustrating. It's been an off night for Junior Santos, been a little bit less off tonight for a beta. The Cyclones trying to hang in there.
Cyclones have been so good recently with two outs. 11 runs in their last three games, nine, and driven in with two away. Guy who did that tonight, Jose Peroza. He digs in, two-run triple in the second. First pitch, cuts and misses on top of a breaking ball. Nothing and one. Peroza coming into that at bat was just two for his last 29. Was 1-for-18 in the series with Jersey Shore. And that triple got to feel really good. 0-1. Pop foul, right side out of play. No balls and two strikes. Shervin Newton leads from first with two down, 4-2 Hudson Valley. In the top of the fourth. Cyclones trying to inch closer. 0-2. Peroza bouncing ball to shortstop, fielded by Sweeney on the glove hand. Flipped to Bowman covering second, and the inning is over. Cyclones can't take advantage of the two-out walk by Shervin Newton through three and a half from Dutchess Stadium. 4-2, the Renegades lead over Brooklyn on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's Pastime at Maimonides Park. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Junior Santos trying to build on a scoreless third. Brooklyn is behind by a score of 4-2. And Junior looking to keep it that way and make it back-to-back scoreless innings will face the top of the Renegades order, Bowman, Sweeney, and Pereira, a trio that has given him a lot of trouble tonight. Cooper Bowman digs in, open stance, first pitch. Fastball off the outside corner to the right-handed hitter. It's 1-0. Cooper Bowman, a double and a run scored to start the ball game. Grounded out his last time. 1-0. Bowman swings and lifts a pop. On the right side, Pereira, taking charge and making the catch. A step onto the outfield turf for out number one. So good start to the inning for Junior Santos. And with one away, here's Trey Sweeney. Upright open stance from the left side. First pitch. Sinker in for a strike knee high. It's nothing and one. Sweeney has doubled twice tonight. Came around to score both times. 0-1. Sweeney with a line drive foul down the left field line. Nothing and two. Junior with some better pace in this bottom of the fourth inning. Nods yes to the sign. Kicks 0-2. Sinker just off the outside corner. Ball and two strikes. Trey Sweeney, number five prospect in the Yankees system. Reached base in 11 of 12. 1-2. Sweeney takes off the plate outside. Two balls, two strikes. Base is empty. One down, bottom four. 4-2 Hudson Valley on top of the Cyclones. Santos, the big righty, rocks 2-2. Fastball just low. Matt O'Neill thought for sure behind home plate. That was strike three. Didn't get the call. And the count full on Trey Sweeney. Santos looking to put away Sweeney for the first time tonight. Payoff. Sweeney bouncing ball right side. The stop by Peroza traps it against his chest. Off the knee, throw to first in time. And the first two Renegades are set down in the bottom of the fourth. Two up, two down to start the bottom of the fourth inning for Junior Santos. Here's Everson Pereira. First pitch, a breaking ball. Bending off the plate away. It's 1-0. Pereira is 2-for-2. Two RBIs, double and a single. 1-0. Breaking ball called strike in or third. It's 1-1. Pereira with a five-game hitting streak now has four extra base hits in his last five. 1-1. Taps it foul at home plate, and it's a ball and two strikes. And in addition to the success tonight, building on a great season against Junior Santos. Now 4-for-4 against the Cyclones righty. 1-2. Breaking ball down and away. Past O'Neill to the backstop. Two balls and two strikes. Had a slow start to his career. Injuries and COVID in 2020. But has showed a bunch of promise recently. 2-2. Pereira takes breaking ball low and the count full. Added to the 40-man roster for the Yankees in November. Payoff pitch. Pereira cuts and misses. Santos finally sets him down and the inning is over. First 1-2-3 frame of the night for Junior Santos. Four are complete from Hudson Valley. 4-2 Renegades. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's Pastime at Maimonides Park.
Top of the fifth inning, still a 4-2 ball game. Hudson Valley leading the Brooklyn Cyclones at the Dutch. Alongside Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad with you. Sun going down even more. The lights of the stadium have taken over. You can still see some glistening sunset on the trees out in center field. A new arm is in, though, on the mound for the Renegades. It is Yonatan Munoz, the Venezuelan right-hander. He deals his first pitch to Matt Rudick, and Rudy takes a changeup strike at the letters, 1-0. So I'll wrap up the line on Blaine Abeda, the starter, done for Hudson Valley. Neither starter particularly in rhythm tonight. There's a 1-0, and it runs inside and clips Rudick. Got a piece of him. Rudy got clipped, and Munoz gave a look to the umpire like, no, he didn't, which is interesting because it hit Rudick. So Matt is now down at first base with the hit by pitch. So Abeda tonight goes four innings, gives up two runs, two hits. That's not bad. It's the four walks that were not great, and he struck out five. Here's Matt O'Neill. Pitch righty to righty. And the slider swoops outside for ball one. So Rudick on with some speed. He's really turned it on lately. 8 of 8 now in steals. Cyclones down by a pair in the fifth. Spinner to throw over, and Rudick dives back into the far side of the bag. O'Neill waiting for the 1-0 pitch his way. He has bounced into a fielder's choice and struck out looking tonight. Munoz from the high chest deals, and the pitch cut on and fouled back. It's a ball and a strike. Take a look at some scores from around the South Atlantic League tonight. Everybody in action. Aberdeen, who won the first half in our division in the North, up on Winston-Salem 6-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. That game coming from Maryland tonight. Rudick goes. Pitch taken outside. Throw from the knees by Narvaez. The swipe tag is there by Bowman for the out. And here comes Luis Rivera. Livid over from third base to argue. Face to face with Jesse Bush. The throw definitely tailing into the batter, into the running path. And Rudick must have got tagged out on the cleats or the underside of the foot. That was some call. And Luis not happy at all.
Can't say I blame him because there wasn't a ton there, especially in a spot for an umpire not 100% over there. If you don't see a tag, are you calling him out? Tough break. Felt like Rudick might have been in there.
So one out, and here comes the 2-1 to O'Neill. All right, he cuts through the fastball, 2-2. So in the rest of the North Division tonight, Wilmington and Jersey Shore starting a series from Frawley Stadium in Delaware. It's 4-2 Blue Rocks over the Blue Claws. I'll probably stick with the towns there. O'Neill takes outside, and it's 3-2. So Wilmington, 4, Jersey Shore, 2, bottom of the 7th. Payoff. Strike 3 call to the letters, top of the zone, and O'Neill was ready to take the shin guard off. That pitch looked up to him, but it was strike 3 to Ethan Gorsak. And if anything, the Cyclones feel a little slighted right now by the men in black. And they'll have to fight through this. Top of the 5th, trailing 4-2. Two outs for JT Schwartz. Now Munoz, tap of the feet, fires away. And JT pops it foul into the third base seats. Strike 1. Greensboro, also a team in the North Division, leading Hickory 3-1, top of the 6th. Bowling Green up a touchdown on Asheville on the road, 10-3, top 6. 0-1. Schwartz hits a ground ball over the mound towards the middle. Sweeney positioned perfectly up the middle. Throws across to retire the side. Hit by pitch and a walk, but the inning ends with nobody on base, and Munoz faces the minimum. In and out of trouble. The Cyclones just ran out of gas in that 5th. We're halfway through the ball game. It's 4-2 Renegades at the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from baseball history,
there's drama.
He has scored a no-hitter.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight.
On MLB Network.
Where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable.
We've seen it time and time again.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Junior Santos stays in the game. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning from the Dutch. In Wappingers Falls, it's a 4-2 Hudson Valley lead over the Cyclones. 4 runs across the first 2 innings. And Santos hopefully has settled down. 3rd and the 4th, both scoreless. So he walks in with 74 pitches and turns his feet, twists his body, deals the first toss to Anthony Sigler. Switch hitting lefty takes inside for ball 1. So his counterpart, Blaine Abeda, we saw him exit after 4. So Santos fighting through. Here comes the 1-0 and a strike delivered to Sigler at the knees. 1-1. Anthony tonight has walked and flown out to left. Santos huffing a puff. Here comes the 1-1. And he blows it by Sigler's bat. Strike 2. Let's take a look around the Mets organization tonight. Everybody in action, including the Mets themselves against Houston at home. That's pretty rare. And the Astros get to pay a visit to Citi Field. High kick, 1-2. Pitch way inside. Sigler kicks his hips back, shoots his body across the plate, and takes low. Yeah, Houston walloping Carlos Carrasco. It's 5-0 in the bottom of the 4th. 2-2, wave and a miss. And down goes Sigler for the strikeout. 5 punchies now for Junior Santos. Started off slow and has picked up as this game has gone on. There's one down in the 5th. So Houston leads New York 5-0. Meanwhile, AAA Syracuse at home taking on Lehigh Valley. Pitch to Eric Wagaman. Santos delivers down and away in the dirt for ball 1. 2-2 game at the bottom of the 6th. The Mets taking on the Iron Pigs. That's the affiliate of Philadelphia. 1-0. Wagaman waits on the breaking ball, fouls it away in the air, soaring towards the first base seats. At AA Binghamton, Max Scherzer not on the hill. That'll be tomorrow. That was pushed back. I'm sure the folks in Hartford were crushed to find that out. It's 4-0 Hartford against Binghamton.
1-0 pitch, swing a little tapper off the mound. Santos fields third base side, winds up and throws across in time. Good play, good PFPs by Junior Santos for the 1-3 putout. Two down in the fifth. So instead, it's Jose Chacin making the start tonight for Binghamton, but getting roughed up. And then finally at low A, St. Lucie in the bottom of the eighth inning, leading Jupiter 7-5, thanks to six runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jupiter Hammerheads, affiliate of Miami. Pitch to James Nelson. Righty takes a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one. Cyclones have the bullpen up behind Junior. This is definitely his last inning. And any more messy base runners, he's probably done in the inning. The 0-1 runs down low on James Nelson. It's a ball and a strike. Nelson is single in two trips. Here comes the 1-1. And the two-seamer comes back over the outside corner. Good run to it. One ball, two strikes. 4-2 Renegades were in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch to the Hudson Valley third baseman. Slider cut on and miss. And Santos strikes out a pair and works another 1-2-3 inning. If his night is done, it was the final nine retired by Junior Santos. A really good recovery from the 20-year-old youngster who dealt with the doldrums in the first two frames. We're off to the sixth, 4-2 Hudson Valley ahead of Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is JT Schwartz, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Top of the sixth inning from the Dutch. It is a 4-2 Yankees affiliate lead against the Mets affiliate. This is game one of six, but most importantly, this is the first of three second-half series between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Cyclones walk into this series 3-0 in the second half, are trailing. Cyclones trying to work back from an early 4-2 deficit. Renegades, by the way, 0-3 to start their second half. Nick Gattis, Tanner Murphy, Joe Swazi, 4-5-6 against Munoz. Yonatan working for the second inning. His first pitch to Gattis. Takes a strike, and Gattis not happy. The public address announcer was talking while that pitch was coming, and he took a strike and turned and looked towards the window and waved his hand. Here comes the 0-1. Slider missed outside. One ball, one strike. It is the sixth inning. It is our Coney Convo's trivia inning on backwards night at the Dutch. 1-1. Good breaking ball in there. Strike two. Gattis didn't even move. Took all the way. So Nick will ask you a question. We will reveal the answer in the bottom of the inning. If you want to throw an answer in the hat, use the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. 1-2. Gattis pops it up, foul towards third base and into the crowd. Gattis walks into his third plate appearance. He reached on a walk his last time, struck out back in the first. Broken down 4-2 in the sixth. 1-2, way upstairs. Slow breaking ball from Munoz. And it's two balls and two strikes. Munoz, 24% strikeout rate, 12% walk rate. 2-2. Gattis takes the high slider for ball three. And Nick once again working a 3-2 count. It is his third consecutive three-ball, two-strike count of the night.
Munoz fires the payoff. Agata swings through the heat. A strikeout to start the sixth. And Nick, it is the floor is yours, my friend.
So it's backwards night. We got to ask this question Jeopardy style. In the baseball category for, we'll call it 600. Name the last winner of the Triple Crown in the American League.
It's Tanner Murphy. Takes a slow floating breaking ball on the inside corner. Strike one.
For bonus points, I don't know if I can give those for Kona Combos, but I'm gonna say I'm gonna give them. Figure it out later.
0-1. Missed outside to even the count.
Answer with the Jeopardy who. Who is the name of the player? I don't know what you get if you get bonus points.
1-1. Way inside, and it got a piece of him. It didn't. Murphy shoots out of the way. Was trying to argue with the umpire that he got hit, but it's ball two. Bonus points, we'll have to see. Maybe we'll tally it at the end of the year. And if you used who is, I don't know, you get an extra T-shirt. I don't know. 2-1. It's down and out for ball three. I always thought about that. I'm sure you have to practice. But it takes a while to get into the who is, or what is, when you respond in Jeopardy. 3-1. Murphy fouls it back to the top of the net. There's three balls and two strikes. Could you give the answer again one more time, if you could?
Yes. Can you name, as part of the Baseball for 600, the last winner of the Triple Crown in the American League?
So we'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. Murphy trying to get aboard. Here's the payoff. It's hit on the ground towards short. Sweeney, a step to his left, fields and throws. Just gets Murphy by a half a step. Murphy landing as the ball hit Wagaman's glove. It's a 6-3 putout. Two down in the visiting half of the sixth inning. 4-2 lead for the Hudson Valley Renegades. Game one of the six-game series. Here's Joe Swazi, who has walked and popped out. First toss, righty to righty. Swazi takes the slider outside. Ball one. Munoz swirling the ball in his black glove. Fires the 1-0. Swazi swings through the soft slider down and away. Joe walked and scored part of the two-run top of the second. That's the only scoring frame tonight for Brooklyn. Here comes the 1-1. Pitch grounded over the mound towards the middle of the infield, but Bowman is positioned right behind the bag. He fields and zings it across, inning over. A 1-2-3 frame for Yonatan Munoz. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning from the Dutch. Yankees have filled it up 4-2 against the Mets affiliate on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones make a by Cal on a mall, call to the bullpen to get right-hander Dyson Acosta into the game. It's a 4-2 Hudson Valley lead against Brooklyn. Junior Santos gave up all the runs, all the hits. Four runs, six hits over five. Struck out six and walked one. And really the line was a lot uglier than that. But he was able to extend it even further. Started the outing with four runs over two innings and ended it, retiring the final nine hitters he faced, three consecutive scoreless frames. So Acosta faces Aldany Sanchez. Dyson deals. And the righty swings. It's a ground ball towards the middle. Newton to his left. Lost, reached out. The ball went by him and went past Peroza into center field. This should be a base hit. So the two kind of came together. Newton from the left, Peroza from the right, crossing over one another. And Newton reached out, and then it looked like Nicky pulled his glove back a little bit. And Peroza couldn't make the play behind him, so it snuck on by.
Yeah, weird play, almost like Shervin was letting it go for Jose Peroza to field it. Got by everybody into center field for a leadoff single.
Here's Narvaez with one on. Slide step, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. And Nick, if you don't mind, I'll pull up our responses to the Coney Combos trivia question.
As part of Backwards Night, asking the Jeopardy-style question in the category of baseball for 600, can you name the last American League Triple Crown winner?
Next toss, Narvaez pushes it foul to the right for strike two. And who is that answer?
Miguel Cabrera.
Okay, we've got one correct and one incorrect. And let's see if we got the kind of response we were looking for. Acosta from the chest, long, long hold. And he deals the 0-2 and runs up and in on Narvaez for ball one. So one attempt. Who is Carl Yastrzemski? We'll give you half a point for the who is. But
partial credit.
John DeLuca is saying, who is Cabrera, Miguel, which is even more of a step in the right direction. 1-2, breaking ball, fouled back by Narvaez to stay alive. So backwards night. Fun, but when the line score is backwards on the video board, you're trying to do your job, not so fun. But it is a 4-2 Renegades lead. Cyclones looking to reverse the curse on their side. And Acosta spins and throws over to the first base back. Sanchez walks back in. Carlos tonight, a ground out and a strikeout looking, but that was against Junior Santos. 1-2. Tap foul down the third baseline. Nice stab by Tyson Blazer, the manager and third base coach. Reaching down to his right. Picked it off the turf.
Got to show everyone he's still got it.
Still got it. Not too far removed from baseball, Tyson Blazer. From his playing days, I should say. Sanchez leaning, stays, pitch, cut on a miss. And Acosta with a strikeout of Narvaez for the first out. So Acosta looking for back-to-back good relief appearances. And the last one, boy, was it good. Looked like a start. Five scoreless with a walk and a hit and one strikeout. He was extremely efficient last week against Jersey Shore. And that was out of the pen just for the second time this year. DeMarco in, first pitch. Slider tapped on the ground is short. Collected by Newton. Flipped to Peroza one. Jose to first. Scooped out by Schwartz on the bouncer. Double play. 6-4-3 drawn up by Dyson. And the Cyclones defensively are out of the bottom of the sixth unscathed. We go to the final three frames of the night. Renegades 4, Cyclones 2. Nick DeLuca with a play-by-play when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. BrooklynCyclones.com/drinks. On us. On to the seventh inning from Hudson Valley. It's a 4-2 Renegades lead in game one of six in this series. Brooklyn falling behind early and trying to claw their way back after allowing four runs in the first two, able to strike back with two in the second, but have been held off the board since. Four straight scoreless innings from Renegades pitching. Jonathan Munoz remains on the mound facing the bottom third of the Brooklyn order. His first pitch, a strike on the outside corner to Jalen Palmer leading it off. It's 0-1. Jalen Palmer 0-2 tonight. 0-1, Palmer cuts in, foul tips it at home plate, no balls, two strikes. Struck out looking his first time and then flew out to left in the fourth. Aside from that two-out, two-run triple off the bat of Jose Peroza, been a quiet night for Brooklyn. 0-2, breaking ball, tumbles off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Brooklyn, which is two hits tonight. 1-2. Palmer pops it foul and back of home plate reaches the concourse and falls into the seats. Still a ball and two strikes, and the Cyclones center fielder looking to make it on base in seven in a row. 261 hitter over his last 50 at-bats. 1-2. Palmer, bouncing ball, weakly hit up the third baseline. Will it stay fair? Just foul. A swinging bunt up that third baseline. And James Nelson knowing that no chance to get Palmer if that stays fair. So he let it roll and took a left turn at third base. Still a ball and two strikes on Palmer. Leading off the top of the seventh, 1-2. Palmer takes inside, two balls, two strikes. Munoz into his third inning of work and relief on the mound. Blaine Beta got the start, able to settle down, get through four. 2-2, breaking ball in off the plate. Palmer backs away in the count full. Been part of that resurgence for Palmer offensively, working the count, payoff. Palmer bouncing ball right side. Bowman to his left, fields on the glove side and flips to first in time for out number one. So Palmer able to work a solid at bat, but unable to reach base. And one is down in the Cyclones' seventh inning. Here's Shervin Newton, open stance on the left side, first pitch. Breaking ball stays up, it's 1-0. Shervin has been on base twice tonight, base hit and a run scored in the second, and worked a walk in the fourth inning. Munoz winds, 1-0, breaking ball down and in, two balls, no strikes. Shervin now a three-game hitting streak, trying to turn the corner, tough June. That 147, 2-0. Newton on a line foul, right side, and onto the concourse. Two balls and a strike. That ball was rocketed onto the concourse down the right field line. Fans needed to duck out there. 2-1. Newton takes up and away. Three balls and a strike. Bases empty, one down, 4-2. The Hudson Valley lead as we play in the top of the seventh inning. Munoz with the angled windup, first base side of the rubber. Righty kicks, 3-1. Newton cuts and misses on top of a changeup in the count full. Cyclones have struggled to get anything going offensively. Payoff. Newton takes down and in and reaches base for a third time tonight. A one-out walk here in the seventh. Brooklyn has been able to lay off some tough pitches tonight. Take advantage of some of the inconsistency and control from the Hudson Valley pitching staff. Now seeing if that'll translate into some runs on the board. Tyson Blazer out of the dugout and will stroll to the mound. That'll do it for Jonathan Munoz. He leaves after a one-out walk and a new pitcher for Hudson Valley when we come back. 4-2 Renegades on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
July 9th is the one where Friends Night comes to Maimonides Park. Bring your smelly cat, invite your lobster, or just be on a break from the norm and head to Friends Night with the Cyclones. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a turkey head bobblehead, and we promise that this night could not be any more fun. Friends Night will be there for you on July 9th. Get your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's pastime at Maimonides Park.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby.
Cyclones with one on, one out in the top of the seventh inning, trailing 4-2 in Hudson Valley. And a new pitcher for the Renegades, Edgar Barclay, 5'10", 200-pound left-hander. 24-year-old, a 15th-round pick of the Yankees out of Cal State Bakersfield in 2019. Enters play tonight, making his 12th appearance, a 1.33 ERA in 27 innings. Has struck out 36 and walked just 7. Left-hander works against Jose Peroza first in the pitch. Changeup called strike outside corner. Nothing and one. Jose Peroza done the scoring for Brooklyn tonight. Two RBI triple in the second. Nothing after that for the Cyclones offense. They've got just one other hit. 0-1. Changeup down and in. Ball and a strike on Peroza. So Barclay comes on out of Oklahoma City, making his way to Cal State Bakersfield. Been one of the more reliable options for Tyson Blazer. 1-1. Peroza cuts and misses. Big hack down to a knee. Comes up empty. A ball and two strikes. And Hudson Valley desperately looking for win number one in the second half. Going to a higher leverage guy in the seventh inning to try and preserve the lead. 1-2. Peroza cuts and misses. Again on top of a changeup. Tailing down and away. It's the first strikeout out of the pen for Barclay, and there are two Cyclones gone in the top of the seventh.
And Barclay gets his changeup called down and away against Peroza. That really sets up the rest of the at-bat because Peroza really had to stretch that zone just to try to stay consistent.
Newton off first, two down, back to the top of the Cyclones order. Here's Matt Rudick. First pitch fastball off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Rudick has been on base twice tonight with walk, hit by pitch, grounded to third in the second inning. Set by Barkley at the belt. Lefty kicks 1-0. Breaking ball down and away off the glove of Narvaez and up the third baseline, advancing to second, Shervin Newton. So a break for Brooklyn, getting the wild pitch and advancing Newton into scoring position with two out. And a chance again for the Cyclones to come through with two away. And Matt Rudick, one of their better hitters at the plate, has some room on the left side. Sweeney close to the bag on the left side of second. 2-0. Changeup called strike inside corner. It's 2-1. Rudick represents the tying run at the plate. Game feels a little bit more separated than that. Cyclones are hanging around. 2-1. Breaking ball called strike outside corner. Rudick didn't like it. Staring skyward, now ready to dig back in. Newton at second, two down, 4-2 Hudson Valley, top of the seventh. Barkley holds the set at the belt. Lefty kicks 2-2. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. And the count full. Rudick thought about offering, laid off, and has worked the count full. Matt O'Neill waits on deck. Tap of the toe by Barkley. Peek at second. Newton the secondary lead. Payoff. Changeup in off the plate, and Rudick works a walk. Carlos Narvaez was out of the crouch, ready to throw the ball back onto the field. Thought for sure it was strike three, but the inning continues.
I mean, very, very close. And if anything helps that strike zone there is that Matt Rudick is 5'7". So from the letters to the knees, a little tighter there. Certainly a good-looking pitch, though.
So a second walk for Brooklyn in the inning. First and second, two down. Here's Matt O'Neill. Bat on the shoulder from the right side. First pitch. He swings and a sharply hit one. Bouncer to short. Backhand field. Sweeney to second for the force. And the threat by Brooklyn in the seventh is over. Cyclones able to get two on with a pair of walks, but can't come through. Seventh inning stretch time from Hudson Valley. And a 4-2 Renegades lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us. To Hudson Valley as we go to the last of the seventh inning. Nick DeLuca, Keith Radd here with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Second inning for Dyson Acosta on in relief of Junior Santos. Acosta working around a leadoff single in the sixth to throw a scoreless frame and will face the top of the Hudson Valley order in the seventh. Bowman, Sweeney, and Pereira. And the Cyclones, despite just the two hits, an opportunity to remain in this ballgame. Cooper Bowman digs in the open stance from the right side. Acosta winds first pitch. Fastball down and away. It's 1-0. Bowman doubled and scored to lead off the ballgame. Has grounded to third and popped out. 1-0. Bowman cuts and misses out in front of a breaking ball. Ball and a strike. Cyclones do not have a hit since the second inning. Acosta working from the windup. Righty's 1-1. Fastball down and away. Two balls and a strike. Was a jam shot single by Shervin Newton to set up the triple off the bat of Jose Peroza. That in the second inning. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Bowman again on top of a breaking pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Back-to-back batters, and the Cyclones had the two on the scoreboard, but that's been it. Been a struggle to generate offense despite some of the walks. Have had guys on. Can't move them across. 2-2. Breaking ball off the outside corner, and the count full. Mentioned this on the pregame, but again, the Brooklyn bullpen has been so good. Another scoreless inning for Dyson Acosta. Payoff pitch to Bowman. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. O'Neill popped up to throw it around. But Cooper Bowman is aboard with a leadoff walk. Close pitch.
As top of the lineup, Bowman, Sweeney, Pereira just having a tough time getting out. Cyclones pitching staff making it difficult on themselves, these table setters.
Bowman on base at first, nobody out. Here's Trey Sweeney. Open stance from the left side. Waggling the bat with the navy blue batting gloves. First pitch, cuts and misses. Changeup outside corner, nothing and one. With Acosta's scoreless inning, Cyclones have now thrown 24 and a third, allowing just two runs. Been a major factor in allowing them to stay in games like this despite not hitting. 0-1, fastball is high, ball and a strike. Could be wrong on this, but just feels like this game is farther away than 4-2 right now. Right there, Cyclones have an opportunity. Acosta holds the set at the letters. 1-1. Fastball high and tight, two balls and a strike.
Yeah, let's get away from Brooklyn in weird ways. I mean, they have had base runners on their side. Caught stealings, fielder's choice, ground outs. I mean, outside of those walks, they're not really getting anything going. But like you said, you're right. They got hit in the mouth early, and it still feels like it's, you know, 4-0 or 10-0, but it's 4-2.
Acosta holds the set, 2-1. Swinging a tip into the glove by Sweeney. Count even, two balls, two strikes. Bowman at first, nobody out after his leadoff walk. 4-2, the Hudson Valley lead over Brooklyn. Bottom of the seventh inning, game one of six. Cyclones with a 3-0 record in the second half on the line. 2-2. Breaking ball down and in. Sweeney jumping rope to get out of the way and lunging toward the left of the home plate area and then coming back and motioning to say, that hit me. So now Tyson Blazer is down to chat with the umpire to the left of the home plate area. And has happened two or three times tonight when we've got hitters saying, that hit me. And the umpiring crew saying, no, it didn't. And now coming together to the right of the pitcher's mound to discuss whether Trey Sweeney should be awarded first base.
And they say that he did not get hit, so Sweeney will stay. I mean, that's a call for the umpires. Talk about a huge momentum shift. If they say Sweeney gets on, I mean, Cyclones dugout would probably fall to pieces there and erupt.
So Sweeney stays in. It's a full count. Bowman at first, nobody out. Set by Acosta. Righty's payoff. Runner goes. Fastball off the outside corner. Back-to-back walks to open the inning. And Hudson Valley with two on and nobody out. And a golden opportunity to build on their lead.
So far, this top three of the order, Pereira, we're about to see, has gotten up 11 times, and they've been on 7. I mean, if you're talking about playing the Renegades, Bowman, Sweeney, Pereira do that to you, it should be 10-0. It's amazing that it's still just 4-2, and it costs us. Got to throw some strikes.
And Pereira has been the dangerous RBI man in the 3 spot. Another chance with 2 on, nobody out. First pitch, breaking ball, called strike. Edge of the outside corner, 0-1. Pereira has driven in 3 tonight. Double and a base hit. Acosta lifts the leg, twists, and using the inside move to look Bowman back to second base. Does not attempt to throw. Cyclones trying to keep this a 2-run ball game, trailing 4-2, bottom 7. 0-1, runner goes. Fastball high. O'Neill's throw. Tag applied. End time. What a throw by Matt O'Neill. Right on target to third. Gattis slapping the tag down. And Bowman getting an excellent jump. It didn't matter. Sweeney up to second.
Very powerful throw by Matt O'Neill, and Sweeney is, Bowman arguing, but he was out.
1-1. Pereira cuts and misses on top of a breaking ball, 1-2.
Umpire's position behind the mound between second and third, and Bowman's trying to say, I swam around that tag. Umpire can't make that call from there.
Acosta the set. 1-2. Pereira takes a breaking ball off the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And it also begs the question, what is Bowman doing trying to steal third with nobody out? Got a very good jump. O'Neill made a better throw.
Very, very, very Renegades of them. They just love to push the envelope. They throw that old conventional wisdom right out the window.
Most stolen bases in the South Atlantic League. Not that time. 2-2. Pereira takes a breaking ball just off the outside corner. Matt O'Neill might have thought for a second that was strike three. Acosta doesn't get the call. Sweeney leads from second base with 1 out. 4-2 Hudson Valley, bottom 7. Another payoff pitch coming from Acosta. Pereira check swing and a breaking ball. He laid off. And it's a third straight walk to open the inning. And how big is that throw by Matt O'Neill now to catch Bowman stealing?
This is really frustrating for Dyson Acosta because he's really trying to make pitches. 3 consecutive 3-2 walks. He's right in these plate appearances and just not getting the call that he wants. And maybe that 2-2 pitch that just missed might have been a strike, but it certainly messed with his head, that zone shrinking on him.
And A.J. Sager out to chat with Dyson Acosta on top of the mound. There has been some barking in this game from both sides about any number of things, whether it be the hit by pitch or the strike zone, but does not feel like The Renegades nor the Cyclones are thrilled with how the strike zone has been adjudicated tonight. But I suppose that's baseball.
Well, as a former hockey official, not professional at any stretch, if both sides are mad at you, you're doing an even job, but it doesn't mean much.
As long as you're bad for both teams, there you go. Oh, goodness. We got to get the film out for your hockey official days. So first and second, one out. Here's Anthony Sigler, switch hitter with the open stance from the left side. First pitch, he swings and tips it foul at home plate. Caught him on the back foot, falls to a knee, and is now hobbling to the right of home plate. Trying to work through the stinger of that foul ball. But Acosta gets ahead, no balls and a strike. This is still a 4-2 ball game. Bottom of the seventh inning. From Dutchess Stadium, lights beaming down into a navy blue and black sky tonight. Gorgeous night for baseball, almost no wind. The Cyclones trying to generate some momentum. That starts with a zero in this inning. 0-1, Sigler bouncing ball back to the mound. Knocked down by Acosta under his glove, has one play. And we'll throw to first. It's in time. Runners move up to second and third. Sweeney to third. And Pereira into scoring position at second base. Acosta with the comebacker. Didn't know where it was. Looking around to try and find it. And then was like, oh, wait. It's right underneath my glove.
And luckily for the Cyclones, Dyson Acosta's a bit of an athlete. Because he recovers and finds this thing and throws it to first base like you would playing baseball on the street. Just sidearm sling it quickly. He didn't have the time to set his feet and look good. Just got rid of it quickly. Meanwhile, Hudson Valley's out at second base to check on Pereira.
And that first base dugout holding its collective breath with how good Everson Pereira has been recently. Top 10 prospect in the Yankees system being attended to by Tyson Blazer and the training staff. And now going for a jog into short center field. Must have seen something on his sprint to second base on that grounder knocked down by Dyson Acosta. And a guy who's got a five-game hitting streak, four extra base hits in his last five, and has been that lead RBI guy as of recently with that torrid home run stretch. Got the A-OK to stay in the ballgame. Second and third, two away, and a big spot for Eric Wagaman. First pitch, he swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Nothing and one. Wagaman 0 for 3 tonight, but has reached twice. A couple of errors. Cyclones trying to keep it a two-run ball game. 4-2 Hudson Valley. Second and third, two down. Acosta, the set at the belt. Righty kicks 0-1. Check swing, breaking ball. Wagaman went around. Nothing and two. Peroza close to the bag at second base. Some room to the right side for Wagaman. Acosta is a pitch away from getting out of the jam. 0-2. Wagaman takes a breaking ball down and away. O'Neill a slide over to keep it in front. Ball and two strikes on the Hudson Valley first baseman. Sweeney leads from third. Pereira at second. 4-2 Hudson Valley, bottom seven. Time called at home plate. Acosta leans in, tapping the toe to the straightaway set. 1-2. Wagaman tips it foul and back of home plate. Still a ball and two strikes. A guy who Tyson Blazer said has a really good attitude and is ready to go at any point, putting together some really good at-bats for Hudson Valley. Wagaman trying to come through with second and third and two down and build on a lead. cost to the set. 1-2. Fastball. Called strike three outside corner. A big strikeout for Dyson Acosta. His second of the night, and he strands a pair in scoring position in the seventh. Hudson Valley can't extend the lead. Brooklyn is still in it. Seven complete from Dutchess Stadium. 4-2 Hudson Valley on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hola Brooklyn, me llamo José Mena. Estás escuchando el radio de los Brooklyn Cyclones. Let's go.
4-2 Hudson Valley as we go to the eighth inning. Keith Radd back on the mic with the play-by-play.
Thank you very much, Nick. Hudson Valley up by two and only two, thanks to Dyson Acosta flirting with some trouble but getting out of the bottom of the seventh inning. So now the heart of the order. JT Schwartz, Nick Gattis, Tanner Murphy against one of the best relievers, lefty Edgar Barkley. Barkley came on to get the final two outs in the top of the seventh. As Schwartz sets his feet, this will be a lefty-lefty matchup. Barkley leans back, winds and fires, and JT takes a fastball strike at the letters, nothing and one. All of the runs came in the first two innings. We've had five scoreless across the middle of the game, the 0-1. Schwartz takes strike two at the knees on the inside corner. No balls, two strikes. And now JT calls for time. Barkley's not a guy that throws very hard. He's not that crafty lefty where he's just throwing junk at you. He's just a tough matchup. 0-2. Front door slider, tap foul. Schwartz gets a piece to stay alive. Barkley lifetime ERA. About 2.75, 2.76 in more than 50 professional appearances. 0-2. That runs high for ball one. And this year, the FIP to match, 2.29. It's really been terrific. Turns his white cleats. Here's the 1-2. And Schwartz pops one up, shallow right. DeMarco in, stops, and plays it on a hop. And that, my friends, is called a single. Cyclones hadn't had one for a long time. Their first hit since the Peroza two-run triple in the bottom of the top of the second inning.
But they got one and bring the tying run to the plate. It's been a struggle, but Brooklyn, as we've mentioned, hanging around at another opportunity.
Down two in the top of the eighth. Here's Nick Gattis, runner at first base. Barkley deals, and the righty takes a fastball strike at the letters. Nothing in one. It had been six base runners, though, since the second inning, but five walks and a hit by pitch. Schwartz with a small lead. Barkley deals. And Gattis takes the changeup low. One ball, one strike. Renegades get a right-hander up and warming behind Edgar Barkley, who hasn't thrown too many pitches. He's thrown just 18, but he's somebody that they like to use many times throughout the week. 1-1. Now the changeup down. Ball two over Gattis' cleats. Nick with a pair of strikeouts and a walk. A gaping hole along the right side of the turf between first and second with Bowman playing up the middle. 2-1. Gattis gets a change up and swings through. Two balls, two strikes. Sometimes a 2-0 count or a 3-1 count When you're growing up, that's a good fastball count. But 2-1 is a pretty nice count as well, because you know the pitcher does not want to fall behind bringing three balls and a strike. So Gattis thought he was going to get heat there, 2-1, as a nasty changeup by Barkley. The lefty leans back, lunges home. The 2-2 is caught on and fouled away. Gattis just got a piece of it. Ball rolled up the third baseline in foul territory. The home plate umpire, Ethan Gorsak, came running out from behind home plate just to make sure that if it was put in play or contact put on it, that it was a foul ball. Tanner Murphy waits on deck. Cyclones, 2 runs on 3 hits tonight, trying to get something started with a runner at first. 2-2. Gattis hits a ground ball right back to the mound. Scooped up by Barkley, throw to second one. Bowman turns to first in time, double play. Not many hits, a lot of base runners, but when they get somebody on, the Cyclones have hit into a world of trouble with a ton of groundouts. 2 down in the 8th.
And a jam shot really riding in on Nick Gattis. Not good wood at all. And Barkley pretty easily able to shuffle over. Good throw on target to second to start the double play. And a rally killer for Brooklyn. Got the leadoff man on.
Barkley rocks and deals to Tanner Murphy and delivers strike one. 4-2 Yankees affiliate against the Mets affiliate, top of the 8th. Murphy waggles the bat. Here's the 0-1. And he cuts through the breaking ball, strike two. In this building, a lot of the times that Cyclones have had trouble, it's been the strikeout. Tonight, just 7. It's been a lot of runners aboard and easy fielder's choice flips to second base or caught stealings. Well, right there, the 1-4-3 double play. Barkley's 0-2. Swinging a pop-up shallow left field. Sweeney, the shortstop, backpedaling out, raises the glove, makes the catch. And Edgar Barkley faces the minimum after the Cyclones had a leadoff single by J.T. Schwartz. 7.5 gone by. It is a 4-2 Hudson Valley lead. We go to the bottom of the 8th next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roast & Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
It's the 4th of July on Coney Island. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the Stars and Stripes with a Brooklyn Cyclones ball game. Individual rooftop packages are available starting at $50 and suites with barbecue, beers, and seltzers starting at $65. Plus, the first 2,000 fans get a ketchup, mustard, or relish bobblehead as we decide which condiment is king. All from the center of the universe on Independence Day. Take in America's Day with America's pastime at Maimonides Park.
This is Matt Rudick, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
A night the Cyclones in a couple situations would like to have back. There is still a little bit of time. We do go to the bottom of the 8th inning from the Dutch. Hudson Valley leads Brooklyn 4-2 on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn will have 3 outs to work with in the top of the 9th inning, hopefully chasing just 2. That's what they expect as Dyson Acosta heads back out there for another inning of work. Acosta so far 2 scoreless, 2 strikeouts, 3 walks and a hit allowed, but no runs. They'll face 6, 7, and 8 with Nelson Sanchez and Narvaez. This is the first game of 6 and game 13 of the season series. First pitch righty to righty. Nelson fouls back the slider for strike 1. Nelson is single in 3 trips, struck out his last time. Acosta twists and turns, and the pitch fought off foul to the right. Strike 2. Bottom of the order has been quiet tonight. Acosta has yet to see Nelson, though. Here comes the 0-2. And a pitch, strike 3, called on the outside corner. Acosta with his 3rd punch out. One down in the bottom of the eighth.
And showing off the maturation for a guy who's really just trying to refine himself after the injury. Was so good in his last appearance, five shutout. Didn't have quite that same control to start tonight. Still getting through it scoreless.
First pitch to Aldany Sanchez. He swings and pops it up into foul territory. Schwartz follows it over and makes the catch a foot and a half into foul ground in shallow right field. So quick work of Sanchez. Two down in the bottom of the eighth. By the way, Joe Swazi, Jalen Palmer, and Shervin Newton will bat. 6-7-8 in the top of the ninth. It's 4-2 Hudson Valley. They get their bottom of the eighth chance to extend this lead. Now here's Narvaez. Acosta uncorks, and the front door slider missed inside. Ball one. Speaking of Swazi, Kathy Hochul was just announced as the Democratic primary winner for governor, state of New York. Next pitch down and away, ball two. This is obviously not a political show. This is the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. But Joe Swazi's dad, Tom, was one of the candidates for governor in the state. The 2-0. Missed low, ball three. So as Kathy Hochul, Jemani Williams, and Tom Swazi, and NBC News is announcing that Kathy Hochul has won. 3-0, cut and a miss. Three balls and a strike. I'm sure it goes down in history as the first time the Cyclones have had anybody, the son of somebody running for governor. Acosta is 3-1. Fastball swung through and missed by Narvaez. Strike two. Radar gun tonight at the Dutch. Usually on, tonight has been off. Acosta coming in with some good velo. Renegades have somebody warming up to throw the top of the ninth inning. Here comes the payoff pitch. Popped up, foul territory. Schwartz over to that front row, but gives it a look. It bangs along the concourse, pathway between the lower bowl and the bleacher seats down the first baseline. And one of the ushers in a maroon top fires up the thumbs up. I'll let everybody else know that that foul ball didn't hit anybody. Another try at it, 3-2. Acosta deals. Pitch fouled back, a little sharper this time by Narvaez. Jumping on that fastball. O'Neill sets up and away. Here comes the payoff. The fastball is ripped up the middle. Base hit to Shervin Newton's left. And Narvaez, fighting, comes up with a single. We've seen Dyson Acosta tonight with a couple strikeouts, but really has been in a lot of opportunities with two strikes to put these hitters away and just has not gotten it done the way he would like.
I've seen that all year. Been able to battle around it a little bit more effectively recently, but still looking for that put-away pitch, that next step for Dyson Acosta.
Two down still, though, for Pat DeMarco. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch. DeMarco swings and crushes the curveball to center field. Palmer back on it at the track, at the fence. It's off the base of the wall. Narvaez around, gets to third, heads home. The cutoff throw is abysmal and bounces all the way to the mound. Narvaez scores. DeMarco drives him in. Renegades tack on an extra run with two outs and take a 5-2 lead.
And figured you'd be able to hold Hudson Valley down only for so long. Putting together some good swings, and with two outs, seemingly again out of nowhere, the base hit. Narvaez battling, getting on base. And DeMarco ripped that one to center field, and Brooklyn not really giving themselves an opportunity with a poor relay.
So now back to the top of the order, the fifth plate appearance for Cooper Bowman. Cyclones now will be chasing three, top of the ninth. First pitch to Acosta. Changeup floats down low. Ball one. Dead center field right off the base of the wall. You had Peroza and Newton go out for it into shallow center. And Palmer looked like he threw it over both of their heads. It ended up trickling towards the mound. Nobody was home. So no chance to get Narvaez. The 1-0. Good heat. Cut and miss by Bowman. Acosta blows it by him for strike one. Bowman tonight up four times, on twice, with a walk, a double, and a run scored. Dyson peeks at second, looks home, kicks and deals. And a breaking ball strike across the front door. 1-2. DeMarco leads off second base, just his eighth double and 11th RBI. Breaks for third, pitch, strike three called. Bowman takes all the way. Front door slider to end the inning. But a big shot by DeMarco. A two out, two base hit to drive in Carlos Narvaez and tack on Hudson Valley's first run since the second inning. But it makes it a 5-2 game. Last chance for Brooklyn in the ninth, down three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Clones hoping to stay hot. They walk into the top of the ninth inning, trailing Hudson Valley 5-2. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Alex Mauricio comes on to try to collect the final three outs that are still out there. Joe Swazi, Jalen Palmer, Shervin Newton bat. Brooklyn down three. Renegades did add one in the bottom of the eighth inning on Pat DeMarco's two-out RBI double to dead center field. We'll see if it pays the difference or just more of the same. Cyclones offense has been slow since that two-run second inning. Now looking for a little late life. Try to come back and win the game. Swazi on with a walk tonight. That's about it. Pitch. The righty Mauricio hits the outside edge with the fastball. Strike one. Mauricio coming in after Edgar Barkley went an inning and two-thirds. Here's the twist in the next. Swazi swings over top of the slider. Strike two. Mauricio just 25 years old. Pitching for the 21st time this season. All in relief. Strikeout rate at 28%, but the walk rate high at 14%. The 0-2 bounces to the plate. Ball one. Pitching against Brooklyn for the fifth time this year. This is just the 13th head-to-head. The 0-2. Swazi swings and fouls back the slider, leaning over the plate and redirecting it back behind home towards the first base side of the suites at the Dutch. Midfield is back, shifted to play the righty to pull. Here's the twist in the 0-2. And Joe hits a grounder towards short, high bouncer. Sweeney waits on it, has to go quickly. Fields and fires. It's in time for the out. Swazi can't believe it. Tosses his helmet down in disgust. Very, very close at first base. And Swazi with a word for the umpire as he heads back to the third base dugout.
And I think he has a case. It was a bang, bang play. Ty might have gone to the field at that time.
One down in the ninth. Brooklyn down 5-2. Here's Jalen Palmer. Mauricio deals and misses outside with ball one. Breaking ball just off the plate. Palmer walks in 0 for 3. Ground out, fly out, strikeout. One of each. Here's the 1-0. Slider swung through and missed. Ball and a strike. Mauricio out of Norfolk State in the MEAC. 27th rounder back in 2017. Interesting story. 1-1. Fastball missed low, ball two. pitched for a little while in the Yankees organization and then retired and then came back ahead of this year. Here comes the 2-1 and misses outside. Three balls and a strike. He retired after 2019 and COVID happened and then jumped back in spring training. 3-1. That's a little bit down. Close pitch. Palmer takes ball four. I don't think he expected it to be ball four. Mauricio certainly didn't. But once again, the Cyclones have a base runner on. It's a messy-looking book tonight as far as Hudson Valley's pitching. It's been a lot of fielder's choices and walks and hit by pitches. Just a couple hits tonight for Brooklyn, three of them. So plenty of traffic, but two runs to show for it. One on, one out, ninth inning. Here's Shervin Newton. Sits low in that stance. First pitch, wave and a miss, ripping that bat through the zone. Strike one. Newton's had good luck at the plate today. Up and on all three times. Palmer leads off first. Mauricio from the stretch. High kick, pitch. Strike two on the inside corner. Newton took that one. Base runners on in eight of the nine innings tonight for Brooklyn. They have not scored since the second. Both teams' pitching staffs traded zeros galore from the third through the seventh. Here we are in the ninth. 0-2. Newton swings and tips it into the mitt, squeezed by Narvaez. Strike three. So Newton could not extend what has been a good day for the on base. He flips the bat upside down, grabs the barrel, and strolls, sauntering down the steps of the third base dugout. Jose Peroza, last best hope, try to keep the game alive. He's the guy that did have the two RBI triple back in the second. First toss, slider caught on a missed. Strike one. Mauricio an out away from giving Hudson Valley the win of the series to start off, but their first win of the second half. Palmer off first. Here comes the 0-1. Peroza cuts and tips it into Narvaez's mitt, strike two. If you missed any of the ball game, Nick will have the post-game show recap for you. Look at the scores and a preview for tomorrow. The 7:05 first pitch on Wednesday night. Palmer hands on his hips, leads off first. Mauricio from the belt, the 0-2. Missed outside, big sweepy slider, ball one. Such a big series. Another tight one, even though it started out like a biggie. We had a lot of runs in the first two innings. Just a 5-2 game. 1-2 pitch, powered foul to the right. Peroza flicks it off to the right side to stay alive. Narvaez flashes the signs, Peroza whirling the bat around, circles and circles. Alex Mauricio deals. Strike three called, ball game over. Hudson Valley takes the opener from the Brooklyn Cyclones and snaps the Clones' four-game winning streak. 5-2 decision tonight for the Yankees affiliate. We'll be back to wrap it up from the Dutch right after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
We'll be right back.
not so happy totals tonight for the Brooklyn Cyclones, who came in red hot. They won 5-6 last week against Jersey Shore. It's going to be a lot tougher this week against the Yankees affiliate. Renegades take the opener 5-2. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt. Final totals before we get you over to the Nick DeLuca post-game show. Renegades 5-2 winners. They go 5 runs, 9 hits, didn't make any errors, and left 8 men on base. Meanwhile, the Cyclones, 2 runs, just 3 hits, 2 errors. That was earlier in the game when it mattered most, and 7 men left on base. Yonatan Munoz gets the victory, goes to 2-1. Junior Santos takes his 7th loss, and Alex Mauricio snares his 6th save of the year. Time of the game, 2 hours and 29 minutes, and the crowd, 2,791. With the win, Hudson Valley overall gets to 500 at 35-35 and 1-3 in the all-important second half. Cyclones fall to 3-1 in the second half, 33-37. Nick, a lot of traffic tonight on the bases, but no runs for Brooklyn. They're kind of kicking the can down the road tonight. Just a lot of opportunities gone by the wayside.
That's for sure. They did have their opportunities. The beneficiaries of 7 walks from Hudson Valley pitching tonight. They left 7 on base, just could not get that big hit outside of the 2-run triple off the bat of Jose Peroza in the second inning. So a disappointing night for Brooklyn, who just could not get the offense going like we saw over last week against Jersey Shore. And they put themselves in an early hole in the first inning tonight, allowing 3 runs. Junior Santos off to a rough start. Gave up 3 straight doubles to open the ball game from Bowman, Sweeney, and Pereira to score 2. And Hudson Valley, after a Siegler walk, able to push across the 3rd run in the inning, in part due to a Brooklyn error. And Hudson Valley, looking to get off the side in the second half, was off to a good start. They would add another run, 2-out base hit for Everson Pereira to score Trey Sweeney, who doubled with 2 outs. Junior Santos seemingly bouncing back, giving up another run, and Hudson Valley was out to the lead. Brooklyn did answer in that second inning after the 3 spot in the first from Hudson Valley, and that was their lone scoring of the ball game. The walk to Joe Swazi, strikeout by Palmer, base hit by Shervin Newton, and with 2 outs, as Brooklyn has done so well recently, 11 runs in the last 3, 9 coming with 2 outs. Jose Peroza with a hard ground ball down the right field line past the first baseman Wagerman, and Brooklyn able to cash in 2 on a clutch hit from Jose Peroza. From there, the offense really slowed down a bit. Cyclones were able to keep themselves in it with some excellent pitching. Santos able to steady the ship after the rough start and put together 5 innings, allowing the 4 earned that came in the first 2. So 3 scoreless to close out his day. And then Dyson Acosta as well in back of him. 3 innings, allowing just the 1 run. But Brooklyn just not able to take advantage of their opportunities. And Hudson Valley tacking on that 1 run in the bottom of the 8th inning. The base hit by Narvaez. And then the double off the center field wall for DeMarco to score Narvaez. And it gets us to the final of Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 2. Cyclones just not able to get that big hit. That the frustration tonight after being able to come through with it over the last couple of ball games, had their opportunities, had the men on base, those 7 walks from Hudson Valley pitching, but ultimately not enough in the defeat in the series opener. So Brooklyn on the full season falling to 33-37 and 3-1 in the second half, and Hudson Valley improving to 35-35 and 1-3 in the second half. Take a look around the rest of High A and the Mets organization in the South Atlantic League. Bowling Green, a 14-5 victory over Asheville. The Hot Rods on the full season of 44-25. Greensboro downing Hickory by a score of 5-4. Greensboro, the Grasshoppers, to 29-40 on the full season. Rome and Greenville have gone final. The Rome Braves, a 2-1 win over Greenville. Winston-Salem and Aberdeen are in the top of the ninth inning. The Ironbirds taking care of business at Ripken Stadium on top of Winston-Salem 7-2. And Wilmington, a 4-2 victory over Jersey Shore, whose struggles continue in to the second half. In the Mets organization, Lehigh Valley and Syracuse doing battle tonight to open up their series. Syracuse, a 5-4 victory over the Phillies affiliate in Lehigh Valley. Binghamton and Hartford have gone final. A 6-2 win for the Yard Goats over the Rumble Ponies. And Jupiter and St. Lucie have finished as well. And St. Lucie has gotten back into the win column to snap the long losing streak over Jupiter. 8-5 the final. Justin Guerrera with a home run in that ball game, making his return to St. Lucie. And for the Mets, a night that they probably want to forget. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning playing against Houston and are down by a score of 9-0. Not the greatest of starts, with Tucker, Gurriel, and Alvarez all hitting home runs. Carlos Carrasco giving up 6 earned in 4 1/3. As the Mets will, in short order, be looking toward tomorrow in the series with the Houston Astros. So a tough night tonight for Brooklyn, as they lose for the first time in the second half, falling to 3-1. Hudson Valley with their first win of the second half, improving to 1-3. First pitch tomorrow at 7:05. It'll be Mike Vassell looking to get Brooklyn on the board in the series against the righty Matt Sauer. That should just about wrap it up for us tonight. Once again, the final score, Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 2 in the series opener. Join us again tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05. Cyclones pregame slated for 6:45. For Keith Rad, Nick DeLucas saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.